Fidel Castro is being remembered all over the world, as far afield as the Lebanese capital, Beirut. There, NPR's Allison Muse found a shrine to the heyday of Lebanon's Communist Party.
When you walk into the hole in the wall that is Abu Ili, you feel nostalgia. The playlist hasn't changed in years, maybe decades. Neither has the decor. The walls are lined with images of Che Guevara, communist memorabilia from around the world, and a lone black and white picture of Fidel Castro. For Rayan Chara, the place reminds her of her father's political past.
They had thoughts, they had ideas. They thought we can improve by trying to give back to the community.
During Lebanon's 15-year civil war, the communists and their allies were a force in this part of Beirut. Today, they're largely irrelevant.
We're frustrated, we're depressed. We feel that we're living at the end of an era.
Outside, I find Ahmed Hazimi, who's reminiscing about the old days.
We used to come and meet friends and comrades. It have a lot of memories in here.
But he didn't see any familiar faces tonight.
It's becoming like a museum. People who come here, oh wow, look at the wall, look at all the pictures. It's sad.
Hazimi thinks a lot of people have become more self-centered or guided by religion, so it's comforting to come back here, he says. His toast is for the future, not Fidel.
For tomorrow.
Allison Muse, NPR News, Beirut.